At the beginning, we need first address the root cause of conflicts in South Sudan. And when we address those and reach an agreement on those fundamental issues, then at the end of that particular time, in that interim period, there will be a responsibility sharing. And that is a program of the implementation of the agreement, if at all it is reached. So in that, this domain initiative is going to be a different process altogether. We are first focusing on addressing the root cause of conflicts. When those root causes are agreed, there will be a clear implementation mechanism with timeline and clear budget and a clear program. And after that, of course, there is a need for people to run that interim period.
I will read the second last paragraph, which talks about your expectations that the Tumaini Initiative will lead to a national constitutional conference in Kenya and South Sudan. You are predicting the outcome to be an adoption of a new social contract, interim government arrangement with a rescue program, and implementation modalities. I mean, this is calling for a change, a total overhaul of the government in South Sudan. How possible is this going to be?
It is not about changing anybody or pushing anybody out, Brother John. It is about rescuing the country. And to do that, it requires a new thinking, a new direction, a new vision.
And this new thinking and this new direction appears to be sounding selfish, because the purpose of you sitting in Nairobi is to agree on how to move forward. And your proposal for moving forward is sounding like you're calling for a total overhaul of the system that is existing.
Not at all, Brother John. What we are calling here, since our country became independent in July 2011, we as South Sudanese failed to come up with a permanent constitution. And you know it very well, in order for any country to succeed, there is a need for a permanent constitution.
The 2018 peace agreement stipulates that the country must have a permanent constitution.
I know your question is very good, but if I answer it, it will just take me back on blaming X and Y for not doing it. What we are focusing on here in Nairobi through Tumaini Initiative, it is to focus forward with a new thinking and a new direction, which focus on solutions. And the solution at this particular time, we believe, in order to have a fair and a credible election in South Sudan, there is a need for us to come up as South Sudanese to develop a permanent constitution. So we are calling the government delegation here, the stakeholders, and ourselves as opposition group for a national constitutional conference, which will bring all the stakeholders, youth, women, opposition group, government, and civil society. We sit, we agree as a people of South Sudan, develop a constitutional text, which eventually will lead into a permanent constitution.
How would you react to your critics who would say SOMA is digging potholes on the road to peace at the Tumaini Initiative?
Brother John, you know the agreement was signed in 2018 and now it is 2024. We have been outside of that agreement. Those who are running it, if they are implementing it, there will be no even need for SOMA. It has nothing to do with us, but I respect their opinion. I am here in the public arena. I respect to be criticized. I respect to be blamed. That one is normal. But the truth of the matter is, this agreement was not implemented by people who signed it. And what we are trying to do here in Nairobi is to rescue the country and rescue the people who even signed it, so that we, the people of South Sudan, come together now in a different thinking and a different direction.
I was in Juba last month. To be specific, I was there from the 13th of May to the 18th. So I spoke to a few individuals who told me they want elections done today and not tomorrow, so that they can vote some people out. And you're saying, no, the country is not conducive for elections. I can see a clash here between you and the people you are fighting for.
There is no clash. For me, I even won election done since 2015. The question is, what kind of election are you going to run, Brother John? If you want a fair, peaceful, and credible election, There is no way you can do it in South Sudan at this particular time. But if you just want to run an election that could result into chaos and even a total disintegration of our country, then yes, you can run that election.